And I see you beginning to grow, beginning to hear, beginning to see, beginning to understand that a lot of things you were hearing didn't quite make sense before, but all of a sudden they're going to begin to make sense. And I see you beginning to set them in place and in order. And I see all these little things in your head. Now I see you beginning to draw some things and do some things. And now I see all of a sudden your feet coming alive and your hands coming alive. Now I see your mouth opening in a different way. And I see words and sounds being formed from your mouth. And the Lord says that there's going to be a time and a season when I take over your mouth and I take over your tongue. The Lord says you got a lot to say. And the Lord says you got a lot to say for me, but you got to let me say it. He said, you'll do the speaking, but I'll do the talking. The Lord says you're going to have to turn over your tongue to me. He said, and as you do, he said, I'll lead you and I'll guide you and I'll direct you. And I'll say things to you that are going to turn some lives upside down. I'm going to turn some people inside out. And the Lord said, I'm going to use you even to challenge them in a time and a season. The Lord says, I'm going to have to give you wisdom because I'm going to give you a tongue that's going to be like a silver sword. And the Lord said, I'm going to have to teach you how to use it. You're going to have to learn how to listen. Because the Lord says, I don't want you to do any damage. I want you to only do good. The Lord says that you have a really good heart and you have a soft heart. And you have a heart to give, a heart to serve, a heart to do, a heart to help. The Lord says that you're going to be a helping hand. And now I see you with five hands. And the Lord says that you're going to have helping hands. And that's part of how you're going to live your life. Always willing to serve and always willing to help. Now I see you beginning to try to reach and to talk to everybody and touch their hearts. And the Lord says, no, I'm going to put the sword on your tongue. And it's going to do a great work. But it's going to do it in softness and love and in hope. Says the Lord.